The Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, will call on the province to implement greater accessibility standards for future buildings, after a resolution put forward by Saanich Council. Resolution NR41 calls for incorporating the latest accessibility standards from the CSA Group and Accessibility Standards Canada into the BC Building Code, which will affect all buildings. It also calls for a commitment to achieving Rick Hansen Foundation Accessibility Certification, RHFAC, Gold on all new provincial buildings. This comes at a time when the provincial government is preparing to invest $24.8 billion over the next 3 years in new schools, healthcare facilities and public infrastructure. 1 in 4 British Columbians live with a disability, and this number continues to grow as our population ages, said Jeremy Ayling, CEO of the Rick Hansen Foundation, in a press release. By embedding accessibility from the outset, we build inclusive environments, creating deep social connections and stronger communities. The news follows a June 2 resolution recommended by Saanich Council to the UBCM. I hear all the time from constituents who are having issues with buildings and accessibility, Caun. Teal Phelps Bondaroff told Saanich News. It's critical that you bake in accessibility early on in the process, because retrofits are so expensive. We have an aging community in Saanich. People are getting older. We want people to age in place. According to the Rick Hansen Foundation report, on average, there is only a 1% construction cost increase to build to RHF accessibility certified gold standards. Changes that could come include wider door frames, bathrooms and kitchens that are easier to move around in, less tight hallways and self-checkouts and bank machines that are easier for everyone to use. Bondaroff said the motion was inspired after he met someone from the Rick Hansen Foundation who explained the issue. Now that the UBCM has adopted the motion, it will go to the province. Bondaroff estimates it could be months or longer to get a final verdict. Saanich News reached out to the Ministry of Social Development and Poverty Reduction for comment. The BC Public Service is committed to ensuring government facilities are accessible and inclusive, it said in an emailed statement. In addition, the Ministry of Citizen Services has a long-standing relationship with the Rick Hansen Foundation, and RHFAC considerations are incorporated into government facilities. This year, the province began requiring that 1 in 5 units in large condo and apartment buildings, and ground floor units in smaller ones, be built as adaptable dwellings. Next year, the Ministry of Housing and Municipal Affairs will consult with accessibility advocates and industry as it reviews the 2025 National Building Code. BC is also participating on a national committee considering Canadian Standards Association accessibility standards for potential inclusion in the updated code.